code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on March the 4th, 2009. I always advise newcomers to look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and you can download lots of previous talks I've given. I say this every night because there are people who will call me up and ask me questions about certain things, and if they'd listened to my previous talks or went into the archives, they've generally found that I've covered the topic. So we can download to your heart's content. Also look into alanwattsentinel.eu for transcripts of these talks, which you can print up and pass around to your friends who are written in the various languages of Europe. And for those who want to buy my material and keep me going, because it is up to you, you can find it at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. You can also donate if you want to, as well as buttons on the website. Everyone's been watching the pantomimes, I call them pantomimes, when visitors from other countries, the presidents and prime ministers, meet together with all the pomp and circumstance of kings and queens of bygone days. Nothing much changes. It wouldn't matter if Rome was literally burning. They'd have to have a party and lay it on as they congratulate each other. It's like the Oscars. That's why I really compare them to the prime ministers and presidents and standing ovations and all the rest of it. It's very much like the Oscars. And it makes you wonder if they live in a different fantasy than the rest of us. And we are in a fantasy. It's been designed for us. But what kind of fantasy do these people live in to preside over and sink the countries and further sink the countries with further plans to do just that? And then they have a massive gala, basically, to applaud and congratulate themselves. It's rather astonishing. And I'll be touching on that later in the show. It all falls in, as I say, with the psychopathic personalities. They get picked by higher authorities, and not the people, of course, to become the prime ministers and presidents. It's odd that Mr. Brown of Britain was the Chancellor of the Exchequer for about 9 years, a career politician, and he was supposed to be in charge of watching over the major banks of London. He said, apparently, that he's unrepentant for anything that he's done. He probably has no repentance because it was all planned this way. That's why there's no repentance. But they've got big plans for us, very big plans. But, you know, this winter has been one of the harshest winters all over in many years. And I've said before, it doesn't matter about the evidence being or pointing to cooling. The agenda will go forward regardless if we're up to our necks in snow. They'll still say it's global warming because this is the big stick to get us all to live in a new system. It's an excuse in a sense, but it's also a way to get the global taxes coming into the United Nations. They've talked about this for years with their carbon taxes and all the rest of it, and they hope to highly profit from the whole thing and then start dictating to the peoples of the world. And that's what the United Nations is really set up to do eventually, is to dictate to all the different peoples of the world on every aspect of their lives. And if you want to know what aspects I'm talking about, look into the different departments at the United Nations. They have an equivalent department for everyone that you have in your federal government and more. I'll be back with more after this break.
toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Chelarex from scienceformulas.com. Chelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Chelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Chelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Chelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Chelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Chelarex, chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Galea, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. And just before the break there, I was mentioning the fact that this winter has been one of the most severe winters across a good part of the Western Hemisphere for an awful long time, an awful long time. And just last Friday, here where I am, there was about 12 inches, 14 inches of snow overnight with 5-foot drifts that covered everything, even cars and everything. And there's more snow to come, and this is March. But regardless of the facts, as I say, this agenda will go on, and it'll be led by the cheerleaders, the ones I just mentioned that go to these big international galas and give themselves a sort of political Oscar awards, because that's the agenda, and they don't change their agenda regardless of the facts. But here's an article exposing some of this, and it's good to see websites going up to do with exposing the global warming, and other ones as well are going up to cover the aerial spraying we've had constantly since 1998, at least in Canada, although they were testing long before that. But this is from The Hot Joints, it's called. January 28, 2009, global warming alarmist James Hansen's former NASA supervisor calls him an embarrassment. Is the guy who really kick-started the fraudulent global warming panic around the world is Dr. James Hansen. He's Al Gore's closest ally and deputy fearmonger. Hansen is the chief climate scientist at the NASA Goddard Institute for Space Studies. Hansen's former boss at NASA is now speaking out and says Hansen's global warming alarmism is an embarrassment to NASA based on fraudulent science. Retired senior NASA atmospheric scientist Dr. John S. Thien, the former supervisor of James Hansen, NASA's vocal man-made global warming fear soothsayer, has now publicly declared himself a skeptic and declared that Hansen embarrassed NASA with his alarming climate claims and said Hansen was never muzzled. Well, of course not, because he's been given the go-ahead to keep howling. It says, Thien joins the rapidly growing ranks of international scientists abandoning the promotion of man-made global warming fears. I appreciate the opportunity to add my name to those who disagree that global warming is man-made, Thien wrote to the Minority Office of the Environment and Public Works Committee on January 15, 2009. I was, in effect, Hansen's supervisor because I had to justify his funding, allocate his resources, and evaluate his results. And this is what Thien explained. As I say, he was a former chief of the Climate Processes Research Program at NASA headquarters and former chief of the Atmospheric Dynamics and Radiation Branch. This is what he said. Hansen was never muzzled, even though he violated NASA's official agency position on climate forecasting. That is, we did not know enough to forecast climate change or mankind's effect on it. Hansen thus embarrassed NASA by coming out with his claims of global warming beginning in 1988 in his testimony before Congress, Thien wrote. So his note, NASA scientist James Hansen has created worldwide media frenzy with his dire climate warming, his call for trials against those who dissent against the man-made global warming. Can you believe that? This guy actually wants people tried, like Holocaust denial, if you deny there's a warming going on caused by man. And he says, and his claims that he was allegedly muzzled by the Bush administration despite doing 1,400 on-the-job media interviews, well, some muzzling that was, wasn't it? He and his good company when it comes to skepticism on global warming. Contrary to what Al Gore is telling the Congress on Capitol Hill this very day, the scientific community is in no way in agreement about global warming. In fact, every single day more scientists come forward and join the chorus of those who know Gore and Hansen are liars engaged in one of the biggest cons of all time. As chief of several NASA headquarters programs from 82 to 94, an SES position, I was responsible for all weather and climate research in the entire agency, including the research work by James Hansen, Roy Spencer, Joanne Simpson, and several hundred other scientists at NASA field centers in academia and in the private sector who worked in climate research, Thien wrote of his career. This required a thorough understanding of the state of the science. I've kept up with climate science over time by reading books and journal articles, Thien added. Thien also co-authored the book Advances in Remote Sensing Retrieval Methods. It says here, but anyway, I'll actually put the link up at the end of the show. It's so huge, all the different people he mentions that he's worked with, all the different scientists and physicists, etc., over his span in NASA. But there you go. There's another one come out at the top, decrying it and decrying those who are crying wolf. But then again, as I say, facts won't matter because there's a bigger agenda in the works. And it wouldn't matter, as I say, if you're up to your neck in snow. They're going to keep going on about global warming because it's a must-be. It's a must-be. Planned long ago. Remember, the Club of Rome wrote about it. The founders of the Club of Rome wrote a book called The First Global Revolution. And their job was to dream up ways to unite the whole planet against a common enemy. And they dreamed up and put it in their book after looking at all the possibilities. The idea of global warming, that would fit the bill. That's what they said in their book. It's from Harper's Magazine. It's called George W. Bush's Disposable Constitution, March the 3rd, 2009, by Scott Horton. Yesterday, the Obama administration released a series of 9 previously secret legal opinions crafted by the Office of Legal Counsel to enhance the presidential powers of George W. Bush. Perhaps the most astonishing of these memos was one crafted by University of California, Berkeley Law, Professor John Yu. Well, he's been mentioned before in the Patriot circles because we're always way ahead of everybody else anyway. He concluded that in wartime, the president was freed from the constraints of the Bill of Rights with respect to anything he chose to label as a counterterrorism operation inside the United States. And from the New York Times summary, Neil Lewis said this about the same thing. The law has recognized that force, including deadly force, may be legitimately used in self-defense, Mr. Yu and Mr. Delahunty wrote to Mr. Gonzalez. Therefore, any objections based on the Fourth Amendment's ban on unreasonable searches are swept away, he said, since any possible privacy offense resulting from such a search is a lesser matter than any injury from deadly force. The October 23rd memorandum also said that First Amendment speech and press rights may also be subordinated to the overriding need to wage war successfully. In other words, media is to be used for fool propaganda purposes, which it always is anyway. It added that the current campaign against terrorism may require even broader exercises of federal power domestically. It's funny that this is the mainstream media putting this out now. But as I say, there's other articles I and other people have read a few years ago talking about Mr. Yu, who drafted up this whole deal. John Yu's constitution is unlike any other I have ever seen. It seems to consist of one clause, appointing the president as commander-in-chief. The rest of the constitution was apparently printed in disappearing ink. This is from Harper's Magazine. We need to know how the memo was used. Bradbury suggests it was not much relied upon. I don't believe that for a second. Moreover, Bradbury's decision to wait to the very end before repealing it suggests that someone in the Bush hierarchy was keen on having it. Quite something, isn't it? And also put these links up, this link up on the site too, at the end of the show. But getting back to pageantry and how the little psychopaths down through the ages love their triumphs and their parades and red carpets. And red carpet, remember, too, is a symbol of the sun, the sun's path as it goes across the sky. So those holy ones, the ones who are equal with the sun, tread on the red carpet. That's what it's all about. Very, very ancient, you know. And they're still doing it right in front of our eyes as they collapse the economy. Probably a brand new carpet as well. Paid for by the taxpayer. It's from the Mail Online. To do with Gordon Brown that matches Tony Blair's standing ovations from Congress as he urges U.S. to halt hurricane off recession. By Benedict Brogan, and this is March the 4th today. Brown showered praise on America, describing it as an inspiration. He called on the world to work together to create a new deal. Remember New Deal? The New Deal that FDR brought in the Depression. We should take the New Deal. It's a New Deal, literally, is a new legal system. It means any other constitution is going to be overthrown here. And he's saying the New Deal is supposedly for global prosperity. Well, for whom? The PM confirmed that Senator Ted Kennedy will receive an honorary knighthood. Isn't that nice? Isn't that awful nice? It's in the Constitution they're not supposed to take any knighthoods from any foreign powers. But who cares about that, eh? They've been doing it for the last 30 years. He also urged world leaders to come together to combat climate change. Here you go. Poverty and extremism. Climate change, poverty, and extremism. I think their whole climate thing is rather extreme myself. Maybe that should be combated, the whole idea of it. And they've had wars on poverty for as long as I can remember. And the money that's supposed to go to poverty, especially abroad, doesn't ever seem to arrive at its intended destination. Or let's rephrase that, maybe it does arrive, but it's always in a predetermined destination, someone's pocket, or some big international corporation. That's generally how it stands. I'm going to be back with more on this farce of the political Oscars as I come back after the break. We'll be right back.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Discussing Mr. Brown's visit to the U.S. and his speech before Congress and members of the Senate, says here, he says, he also urged world leaders to come together to combat climate change, poverty and extremism. Congress gave Brown 19 standing ovations during the half-hour speech. Boy, that's something, 19 standing ovations in half an hour. That's the most exercise I've had in years. Gordon Brown today called on America to shoulder its historic responsibilities by using its vast wealth to help stem the hurricane of recession battering the world. And this is a guy, as I said before, who was Chancellor of Britain's Treasury, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, for 9 years, right up until he's made Prime Minister. The guy who was watching the big banks in the city of London, over here, over in America, to tell us what all to do and to give more wealth away. He says, he called on America to shoulder its historic responsibilities by using its vast wealth to help stem the hurricane of recession battering the world. Mr. Brown urged the planet's only superpower to share its prosperity with poorer countries, as he pleaded with Congress to back his plans for a global New Deal for economic recovery. And again, that's the New Deal I was talking about. It's very important you understand these are legal terms they're using to the public. These are announcements. They're setting the precedent for a New Deal, a new type of law system and constitution. America should seize the day by throwing its weight behind a renewed effort to prevent climate change, preventing the weather changing, and stop countries falling back into protectionism. And you see his photograph there giving his Masonic help the widow's son gesture, and them all applauding him at the back. It says, Mr. Brown followed in the footsteps of Winston Churchill, Clement Attlee, Margaret Thatcher, and Tony Blair to become only the fifth prime minister to be honored with an invitation to address a joint session of Congress. It seems to be becoming a routine, though, isn't it? But we're forgetting, too, though, that the United Americas is supposed to join with the United Europe, and the Prime Minister of Canada even mentioned that a while back. I read it on the air, what was published in the newspapers at the time. Because we've got this old alliance, this old special relationship, as Margaret Thatcher coyly referred to it. The assembled senators and congressmen rewarded him with a total of 19 standing ovations, matching the number won by Tony Blair. It's like a tennis match, isn't it? This is the Oscars right here. How many points they got? How many standing ovations they got? Matching the number won by Tony Blair in July 2003 when he addressed the Congress after the invasion of Iraq. Speaking under the iconic dome on Capitol Hill, he won repeat standing ovations with an emotive appeal for America to demonstrate its faith in the future by helping rebuild the global economy with a partnership for prosperity. Well, isn't that what we've got with the American Union? We call it Partnership for Prosperity. It is for a few, mind you. He used his speech to senators and congressmen to issue a rallying cry for international cooperation in the face of accelerating world downturn. It's a depression. It's a depression. If the world downturns any further, we'll be spinning off through the solar system somewhere else. Mr. Brown endorsed Barack Obama's £500 billion economic recovery plan and called for matching pledges from other countries in next month's crucial G20 summit in London. That's where they're going to have the riots, which is all part of the game, isn't it? It's all arranged. But it's quite amazing, as I say, it's quite amazing to see them literally have these Oscars for politicians, so they can all applaud themselves and give each other awards and knighthoods and things like that. It's all very pleasant at the top, isn't it? This is from the Globe and Mail, their report on the same thing, Canada. And from the report on business section, it says, Brown urges US to lead world out of economic hurricane by Desmond Butler, March the 4th. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown said Wednesday an economic hurricane has swept the world and U.S. leaders shouldn't view the crisis as limited to America's borders. In a formal address to a joint meeting of Congress, Mr. Brown said that U.S.-European relations were at an all-time high. Did you know that? The relations were at an all-time high. You know, the people in Britain and America are never asked their opinion on anything to do with this, but they often use these sort of terms, Britain has agreed and America has agreed and all that kind of stuff. So we're at an all-time high in our relations. He warned that protectionism ultimately makes every nation vulnerable because this is the guy who was in charge of looking overseeing banks. A bad bank anywhere is a threat to good banks everywhere. This is the guy who said he was unrepentant for his time as Chancellor of the Exchequer when he didn't see any of this coming. No matter where it starts, an economic crisis does not stop at the water's edge. Now, this is their best scriptwriter who's written a speech here. That's the guy who should be getting the Oscar at this award here. Maybe he'll get a knighthood for this one. So the crisis doesn't stop at the water's edge. Isn't that very poetic? He told lawmakers gathered in the cavernous, I should put carnivorous house chamber, but it says cavernous here. It ripples across the world, declared Mr. Brown. It ripples. You see, there's water's edge and rippling. This is a very poetic, isn't it? Sort of runs off you like, well, water. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix and just going over the heads of state love-in that they're having in Washington, D.C. to do with the Prime Minister of Britain and talking to the U.S. Congress and members of the Senate. Although he's just reading a script, as I say, I'd like to know the scriptwriter. He should get the award because he's better than most, actually. But to continue this last little bit before I go to callers, he says, his remarks come as he's looking for a boost to his own political fortunes. I think he's made enough of a fortune. In hard political times at home, he hopes to benefit from Britain's high regard for President Barack Obama. We don't even know the man, except what they say in the glossy magazines. And to demonstrate British leadership at a time of economic uncertainty. No kidding. As I say, a guy who didn't know there was going to be a crash coming, overseeing the banks and dealing with the British Treasury for 9 years, does that give you any confidence at all? Mr. Brown repeatedly spoke of Americans' optimism in the face of tough times with nods to President Franklin D. Roosevelt and President Ronald Reagan, as well as Mr. Obama. He referenced President George Bush only once, briefly referring to Bush's work on Middle East peace talks. So, it's really interesting to read these little articles here about what they're up to and what they're doing and have these little love-ins amongst themselves. But what's also interesting, too, is, and someone wrote me this today, if you can find it, it's right there. It says here, can't be by chance. It's an email I got. The Prime Minister of Gordon Brown's address to U.S. Congress today just happens to be on the 76th anniversary of Franklin Delano Roosevelt's first inaugural address on March the 4th, 1933. FDR's address essentially announced the bankruptcy of the U.S., a declaration of war against the economic emergency, and the beginning of FDR's virtual dictatorship under war and emergency powers. And it's true enough, they love to have these sequences and these dates, you know. It's ritual with them. It's also a little joke on the public, I'm sure. Now we'll go to Mike from New York on the phone. You there, Mike?
Good evening, Alan.
Hello.
Alan, it is quite astounding how Gordon Brown can think he's in the least bit qualified to lecture the world on how to extricate itself from global economic morass, given that the country, the UK, that he is responsible for is going to hell in an economic basket.
Yep.
And is also the poster boy for the cozy relationship between corrupt banks and government agencies, which was instrumental in bringing about the crisis in the first place.
That's right. I mean, Brown worked with the big banking boys for 9 years.
Absolutely.
FDR was the same. He was put in by the banking boys for that depression.
Yeah. All UK banks are basically insolvent in no short measure due to his policies, as you say, as Chancellor of the Exchequer for 9 or 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Secretary of the Treasury in the U.S.
That's right.
And, I mean, not to put sort of too fine a point on it, but this is like the local arsonist, pretending he's an authority on fire safety.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly, yeah, I know.
And also, not to mention the fact that as a Chancellor of the Exchequer, he sold off Britain's gold reserve, to his pals, no doubt, because nobody knows who received that at the bottom of the gold market for $200 and change, and it's now about four times that.
That's right. That's quite right. The thing is, too, in the British system, in the Commonwealth system, too, you have crown corporations, and it's the oddest thing. No one can figure out what they are because they won't tell us, except that a few people are allowed shares in them, but they're never advertised to the public.
Exactly. And the City of London is an independent entity, right?
That's right. It's a sovereign entity.
So, you know, it's like the Vatican in the UK. So, you know, you have no idea what machinations are going on there anyway.
That's right.
So, a final point about this New Deal, okay? He talks about a New Deal, sort of implicitly assuming, of course, that it was the original New Deal that extricated the U.S., at least, out of the Depression, which is very highly questionable, to say the least.
Yeah.
So this guy is completely full of you-know-what.
Yes. Oh, yeah. But they want... See, what the New Deal really is that we're all international, and the advising think tanks to Brown have told him that.
But
he's got to keep pushing this international global system.
But how this guy can lecture the world with a straight face is quite astonishing.
It is astonishing. These guys literally are psychopathic in nature. They could be caught red-handed doing something, and they wouldn't even blink at the camera.
Well, he's being caught red-handed wrecking the economy of the UK, and now he has the temerity to lecture, you know.
I know.
I mean, you know,
it leaves you speechless, doesn't it?
Well, this guy is not in the least bit qualified. He's been a hack politician all of his life. He's never had a real job.
Yep.
And now he somehow thinks he can, dictate to the world on a solution.
Oh, our power goes to their heads very quickly.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay, Alan, thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Now we've got Ralph in the UK. Are you there, Ralph? Hello, Ralph? No. Is Anthony there?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. This is Anthony?
Yes. How are you doing, Alan?
I'm hanging in here.
Hey, man. I'm 24 years old, a young black male from Hartford, Connecticut. Pretty much grew up in suburbia all my life. And I just got to say, man, compared to you guys and Alex Jones, You guys are the only ones that are really bringing the truth out there, so I really appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate you for saying so. You do know they're putting bills forward, though, on talk radio to curtail certain types of speech.
Yes, and it's very scary. That's why I'm donating, coming up this Friday, to try and get your books, to try and be as knowledgeable as possible about what's really going on, because, you know, I just remember growing up in school and, you know, they had the normal indoctrination with, along with television, and I grew up in one of those liberal towns where it was a predominantly Jewish society, but, you know, they always tried to keep the open side of everyone's opinion going, but it was pretty straight line, you know, support, you know, the Jewish-related industries within America and stuff like that. But I had one specific question for you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have a friend that is, like, you know, awake for all intents and purposes, but he's kind of enveloped in this whole Jewish conspiracy.
Uh-huh.
What would you say would be the best way to try and get him off that, you know, even with the things that I'm telling them that you explained about, you know, the esoteric and, you know, the Rockefellers and all those J.P. Morgan guys, he
yeah.
still somehow just reduces it to Jew.
Yeah,
and
it's so easy. It's so easy to get an obvious target. And they do put a lot of, there's no doubt about it, there's too many of a minority group at the top of politics in the U.S. and some other countries, but they're put there on purpose to take the heat. And, of course, you get the impression they're all running the country. They still do what they're told by a hierarchy above them. But when you go into the writings of Professor Carl Quigley, I mean, he'll trace it back in the Anglo-American establishment and go back a few hundred years to show you that the very, very wealthy people in Britain who ran the empire basically still run it today. And very few of them, very few, a tiny minority, are actually Jewish in origin.
And I just want to ask one last question. In the terms of eugenics,
mm-hmm.
does that play a role with, even if it's a nation with, say, Moorish people or black people?
Yep.
For instance, John Hanson was one of the first presidents of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think eugenics would play a role in, even though they're black or Asian,
mm-hmm.
that they would have good genes to join this so-called elite hereditary?
Yeah, they have a very odd system. It's based on incredible genealogies. And at one time, too, the high lodges all had brothels attached to them. I don't know if people realize that. You'll find it in the Masonic writings, and I mentioned the other night about Benjamin Franklin belonging to the Hellfire Club of Dashwood, and they had, it wasn't just an ordinary brothel. The women there were of a particular noble-type birth. They were carriers of these genes, and the greatest reward you could have was to mate with them in the hope you'd have an offspring that would be superior. So you, the male, gaining honors in life and stature, would breed with a woman who was a carrier of a certain type of gene, and the offspring, therefore, was what was sought after. And that is a thing that's been practiced down through the ages. And it doesn't matter what color you are at all. In fact, Galton Darwin and others talked about this, so did H.G. Wells. They said that the existing hierarchies in all nations, that includes Japan and China, have proven, those dynasties have proven their worth to survive and survival of the fittest, because they're still running their countries. They still have the majority of the wealth. They haven't lost it through bad offspring squandering it. Therefore, they've proven their right to go on into the new system.
Well, I just got to say, everybody, please donate to Alan Watt. If you are into Alex Jones and it's too much for you, Alan Watt can bring you back down to earth. And, you know, I'm 24 years old, sir, and I got to say, you know, for most people my generation, they got to learn how to read.
Yes,
and
you're
understand
right.
the legalese before even trying to comprehend somebody like you. But, you know, I try my best to wake my friends up using your work, and specifically your work and Alex Jones' work. So just
mm-hmm.
thank you very much and keep going, man.
But thanks for calling. Yeah. Thanks for calling. It is amazing. As I say, some people will pick certain targets and stick to it. Other ones literally think it's just the Catholic Church, and so on and so on. But you have to go into the history books to get that bigger story. You also need to read books and speeches made by famous people like Einstein to understand what he meant by Zionism, because he does explain it, and it was to be a world system based exactly as Aldous Huxley and his brother Julian Huxley said, a world system based with scientists at the top and logic ruling the world. But literally, the enemy would be emotion. That would be their enemy. So that still holds true today. It isn't. There's different meanings of words, and you have to go to the higher meanings. And the only way you'll find it is to go in to some of the big players. Einstein, for instance, gave more political speeches than he did about science. It's all to do with world politics, especially right after and during World War II. Very, very open about it. Now, is Ralph from the UK still there?
Hello?
Is that Ralph?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, yeah.
I do. Well, first, I really appreciate your insight and humour. The way you're reading out Riley, that's Guff from our unelected premier, who in Dr. Riley was fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm quite solution-focused, so I've got three questions, but I don't know which you can go answering them. First, I was interested in what you thought of G. Edward Griffin's Freedom Force.
I haven't looked into his Freedom Force, but I know of him. I know of him, yeah.
I was sort of talking about people with leadership capabilities, networking, and cross-disseminating ideas between other groups. It's quite interesting.
Yeah.
If you don't know about that, what about, as opposed to a debt-based monetary system, rather a credit-based, which, for instance, Lyndon LaRouche has espoused.
I tell you, to be honest with you, it wouldn't matter in a money system unless the people themselves, for instance, this is what Jackson, the president of the U.S., once wanted. He wanted a civilian oversight committee that would be drawn from amongst the ordinary people that would not have lifetime jobs overseeing. They'd be there for maybe 2 or 3 years watching and taking notes and making available to the public everything that was going on to do with money. If you don't have that, I don't care who gets in. The psychos get in there, and they'll rob you blind. And they bring their lawyers in, too, to complicate things until the average person can't understand it. Money is very simple. And unless something is made to be very simply understood by everybody on the planet, then it's a con that's going on. It's like your tax return. You shouldn't have to take your tax return to an expert. It should be very, very simple. In fact, you shouldn't be doing it in the first place because taxation is slavery.
Yeah, and why should we have to obey laws we can't understand?
Exactly. Exactly, yeah. I mean, the governments say that they're there to serve us, but that's never been the case at all. They're there to serve themselves and those in power, those who are the elites. I notice that the major contracts in the UK and across Europe right now for the most advanced cameras, it's all by the military-industrial complex. They're now looking at a world, a post-war world, when they've got the global system in place, and so therefore all their technologies will be transferred into watching the public and monitoring the public. And
I agree. What I term the prison-industrial complex.
Yes, it's incredible. It's one of the biggest growth industries. And again, it's a slavery system because they make them work to produce items that are then sold outside the prisons. It's no different than China. But then again, China, remember, under the United Nations, and I've quoted it before, they said that that is the model state for the world.
Hmm.
Yeah.
The third question, I don't know whether you want to address this, but you seem to have had quite a rich life with interesting experiences. And you've mentioned something along these lines before. I'd be interested to know if you could reminisce about what experience you've had that most demonstrated there was something beyond what's dreamt of in our philosophy, if you like, beyond physics, beyond something supernatural. Particularly.
Yes. I always say to people that you have to go back into your own life and you'll find, I think most people will find it, if they can remember when they're youngsters, it's more than synchronicity when you start talking about the same things at exactly the same time, or you start singing the songs at the same time. These are simple little demonstrations of a kind of communication between people. We sort of grow out of it, or it's drummed out of us as we get older. As to the higher things, I think, to be honest with you, you have to become so sick of the world at some point, so sick of it, that you're looking for something beyond all of this. You can see plenty evil around you in the world, but you see very little good, you know, on a large scale, that is. There's a lot of good happening on an individual scale, people helping people, that kind of thing. But really, evil runs the world, so you have to, as I say, almost retreat from the world for a while to find yourself. I think that's when you get the experiences. Back in a moment after this break.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. 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 The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. Dramatically reduced. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. 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 The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. Time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, and we've got Ryan from Maine on the line. Are you there, Ryan?
How are you doing tonight, Alan?
Not so bad.
Pleasure to speak with you. I had a question concerning, I've listened to a lot of your radio broadcasts, and you've kind of alluded to the fact that there's been a few people who have, you know, fought against the powers of, you know, evil, like the elite in the past, who have, you know, really kind of brought people to the fore against them and, you know, kind of helped conquer evil. And I was wondering if you could maybe touch on the subject, maybe mention possibly a few people who are maybe not as well known or are well known, who have had a big influence against this fight.
Well, there's no doubt you can find, you'll find people often who, like Gandhi, for instance, who did it for India, although Gandhi himself went to Oxford. I often wonder if he was actually helping Britain, who wanted to unify the country, or if he was actually helping his people. It's a toss-up in the air. What you do have is a history, mainly in the U.S. Outside the U.S., I can't say, because Europe is too old. The system is too old. It's too perfect, and they don't tolerate dissenters. They get rid of them very easily, very quickly over there. But in the U.S., you've had a few presidents who have been bumped off, basically, not always in public view, but for doing something against the system. As I say, even Jackson had a man pull two pistols on him when he tried to abolish the bank, the second American bank, and luckily both of them misfired. It didn't go off. But you've had quite a few assassinations there, and it's generally because the people were either so naive they didn't know there was a higher power above them running the whole show, and they thought they really were president, or else they did know what was going on and they tried to stop it. So these are the few instances, really, that you have. You also have instances, too, of even the early labor union leaders in countries like Britain. I don't know if people realize that they were still hanging them up until World War One, publicly executing them, hanging them for trying to get unions established. These were not communists. They were trying to get a living wage for the people who were kept in poverty. And so they basically gave their lives for that kind of stuff. So you'll find many instances of this down through history. But the problem is, when it comes to the financial system that runs the entire planet, we don't even get near it to do anything about it. It's so multi-layered, so complex. Most people don't even know that private bankers run what they think of as their central banks. As I say, how can you fight that kind of thing unless you abolish it altogether and start from scratch? That's the only way, literally, you could do anything positive about it. For instance, the service economy was discussed in Britain in the 1980s when they said if Britain goes into a service economy, if it unites with Europe, then it's like a dog paddling in a swimming pond until it runs out of steam. It eventually drowns because you're producing nothing. And all money, basically all wealth, comes from the products that you create. A service economy passes it around. Well, North America now is under the same system of a service economy, and that's why it's plummeting now. They don't have the manufacturing for simple things that everyone needs. It's all done in China. This takedown is planned this way, and we have to change the system entirely, but not to the one that they will guide us into. And they do have one ready for us to go into. Well, that's it for tonight. I hear music coming in. So from Hamish, myself, from Ontario, Canada, it's good night. I mean, your God or your gods go with you.
With recent internet.